All right, welcome back to Tuesday, Election Day Tuesday, by the way, November 4th. Got some civic duty to do? Get out and do that. Today's the day for it. It's also the day I talk real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty, both in-house with me this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Bill. Good to see you as always.
Good to be here.
Steve, I always got to cover numbers with you. I got two things for you, but numbers, number one.
Go in the right direction.
Okay.
The feds seem to be cooperating with that plan, I guess, to get them down. And, you know, we're seeing 5.5, and I think we're going lower. So things are definitely headed in the right direction.
Well, and what took so long? I mean, it just seemed like for so long it was just stagnant. It was just sitting there. And then suddenly they seem to be moving in the right direction. What spurred that?
Well, I think Trump might have had something to do with that, personally.
Getting it going, yeah.
Pressing hard on getting rates down. You know, he didn't want to see them up during his presidency. And and we were up for a while, too. So that part is good. We're going down, and I think we're going to go lower yet.
Okay, now you always know we look to you for reminders about everything from sump pumps to hoses to everything else. Anything we need to know with the colder weather moving in here?
Well, we've gotten lucky so far with our temperatures. That's one of the good things. But D-Day is coming one of these days.
I know,
so,
right.
You know, get those hoses unhooked from the house, number one. That's a nasty mistake if it doesn't work in the right direction.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But yeah, check all those things and take the sump pump hose off of the pipe sticking out of the house, because it'll freeze up as it goes out that long pipe to get to the end when it's really cold, and then your sump pump's going to back up. And
you don't want that happen.
No, you don't want that to happen.
Really,
so take it off of that pipe that's sticking out of the house and just let it shoot out for the winter.
All right. So there you go. Now we've got our to-do list here.
That's right.
Sherry, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You look great as always. Always good to see your smiling face.
Thank you, Bill.
So if somebody comes to you and said, Sherry Bell, I want to sell my home, but I'm not really sure how much it's worth. Mm-hmm. How do you counter that? What do you do when someone asks you that? I don't know how much it's worth. What do I do?
Yep. So that's really our starting point. We like to go out to the property and take a look at the property itself. And we'll do a market analysis. We'll compare that subject property with like properties that have recently sold. And that'll give us a range of where that house should hopefully sell and list.
Okay. Question asked, question answered. That was easy.
Yep.
Let's talk open houses, because I've thought this before, and I'm going to throw this out to both of you. In the world of real estate, of course, you always... How do you determine... You know, it's like, okay, we need to do an open house with this. Does it depend on the property? I mean, what goes into your decision to go, yes, I think we'll have an open house? I'll throw that out to both of you.
Well, ultimately, we are here to do the job for our client.
Mm-hmm.
And if the client would like an open house, we're naturally going to have that open house for them. You know, a couple of factors that do play in that decision is, one, security. You know, if the property is vacant, the seller still wants an open house, you know, we're going to let the seller know, you know, this could be a safety concern. We don't want somebody coming in and, you know, squatting in the house or, you know, stealing stuff that could happen to be there. So we play all scenarios out, and we do what's best for the client.
But you generally leave that up to the client to decide if, you know, if they want to do that?
I would think most of the time it's up to the client. If we do have a property that, you know, probably just isn't getting as many showings as we feel it probably should, it's a nice idea to have that open house and to, you know, let people go through and see what a great property it is.
You know, it's funny you bring up people squatting in the house, because I got the idea to ask this question. You know, it was Halloween. I was watching a horror movie called Open House, where a guy actually comes in, you know, not the greatest guy in the world. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to ask these two how that's determined when, you know, when you, or if it's a client request, or if this is something that you two decide on. It's like, this is a beautiful property, or this is a beautiful home. I have to show this. We have to show it off.
Yeah, there's that. You know, I think sometimes, you know, maybe some people are a little hesitant to call a realtor that first time, and this kind of gives them a chance to walk through without having to get lined up or feel like they're going to get a million calls back afterwards,
man, yeah.
You know, by us or something. And I understand those thoughts. And open houses, you know, typically you either do one right off the bat if you think it's going to be a hot property, or like Sherry said later, you know, when you're not getting the showings. And I may have one like that right now that
All right.
might be thinking about doing an open house with it. it's a nice home and it should have sold right now. But, you know, the market right now is, I guess I would say, in typical under 300, maybe even 250. They get a lot of looks right now.
Right.
And with rates going down especially. But, you know, there's a few houses out there to pick from right now between $300,000 and $400,000. And unfortunately, you're probably seeing some price reductions go on right now, which maybe we're starting too high right now to start with. But, you know, you got to do what the seller wants us to do. That's ultimately their choice.
But overall, you'd think the housing market looks pretty good because everything else seems to be kind of upside down or up in the air right now. But the housing market's still looking good?
I think in general it is, but it's definitely slowed down when the rates were higher, and it's starting to come back a little bit again, I think, right now. Okay.
Good. That's good to hear. Always good to hear something on the positive side. Speaking of which, I got to get some Christmas music in here, some instrumental music when you talk about Festival of Trees.
That'd be great.
Talk about this, Sherry Bell.
I am so excited. This is our kickoff week. We start setting up trees at Heritage Square tomorrow and Thursday. So there'll be 23 trees that are donated this year. Families that are in need of a Christmas tree will receive those trees.
Okay, so how do families get in on this? I mean, how do they become eligible for this, or who do they contact?
Yep, they can contact Kinship. They can also contact social services. There's a couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They can also contact me, and I could put them in contact with the right individual. We want to be sure that everyone that would like a tree this year is able to have that tree.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they usually get such a great turnout for this, too. And it just totally transforms Heritage Square over there. You looking forward to this?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. You're kind of the Christmassy. I mean, I know you love summer, but Christmas rolls around, and that's kind of your thing, too.
Christmas is my deal.
All right. So we'll finish it up. New listings, anything coming in, or things people need to be looking at?
I've got a couple that I'm working on right now that hopefully will come out there probably within the next couple weeks, I would say.
Okay.
Not on the cheaper side either. Again, you know, they're going to be maybe in that middle range, which might be okay yet too. So,
all right. And just stop in to your location downtown or give you a call.
That's right. 419 Dakota Avenue.
All right. Phone number?
642-4700.
Thank you, folks. Steve and Sherry from Action Realty, always great having you in here talking real estate here. It's 913, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool, like a fool.